Brachas, Perik Zayin. We're studying this Lilu Nishmas Sorerelke Basar Pshner Zalma Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach and Hayalofim Tavshin Ayin. And this is learned B'Toich HaShloshim, Lilu Nishmasa, Pei Nishmasa Tzrur B'Tzrur HaChaim. Mishnah Aleph. Shloish HaShoch Lukechot Chayobim Lezamin. When three people eat together, they have to bench together with a mezumen, that they should say Nevorich Shachalnu Mishaloi, because this is a greater honor for God, for Hashem, that several people praise Him together instead of each one doing it separately. Ochal demai, when one eats demai, this is grain that you bought by a amha'oretz, a non-learned person, so you're not certain whether the amha'oretz had separated the tithe or not. So the halacha is that because of the doubt, you need to give a maaser. So the one who ate the tevua of the demai and did not give the maaser, so it does not mean that he ate something which is prohibited. So to the extent that you should not be able to count him to the mezuman, because this would be this sort of a mitzvah above avera. A mitzvah which comes through his sin, because he's praising God of something that he ate, but he was eating something that he wasn't allowed to. So the Mishnah is telling us that you could count him for the mezuman, because the majority of the ameharatzim do give a tithe, and this that the sages instructed, that one who buys should also give a tithe. This is only before he ate from the grain, so then he should give a tithe. Perhaps the Amoritz did not give the tithe, but if after he already ate, we assume that the Amoritz was one of those that do give the tithe, so therefore he did not eat, he did not consume something which is prohibited, and you are allowed to count him to the mezumen. The halacha is that a person separates when he takes his grain from his field, and after the grain comes out of the stalks, then he has to give truma, separation to the kohen. This is that you give 2% from 100, two measures for each 100. And when he gives, when one does not give truma, then the entire grain is called tevel. And if you eat this grain, then you are chayiv misa b'deshamay. After one gives 2% from 100 for the koyin, which is called truma gedoyla, so then he remains with 98 parts. Then he has to give a tenth of the 98 parts, he has to give to the Levi. That is means Maaser, that's a tithe. So then the Levi will take from the 100 that he originally brought in, he would take a little bit less than 10 because of the 2 that he gave away to the Kohen. And then from the Maaser, which the Levi takes, the Levi has to give a tithe to the Kohen. From his portion that he got, from his tithe that he got from the Yisrael, he has to go and give a tithe to the Kohen. That is referred to, that is called Trumas Maaser. That's what we're talking about here. But what happens that the Levi took, by the owner of the field, he took a tithe, he took it 10, while the grain was still in the stalks, before the Kohen took his truma. And when the grain is in the stalks, then the Kohen does not deserve yet the truma. So it turns out that in the 10 of the 100 that the Levi took, while it was still in the stalks, there is a little bit of truma. There is a 50th portion, which would have belonged to the Kohen. So the halacha is that the Levi that needs to only give a tithe from the 10 to the Kohen, and the little bit of Truma Gedoyla, the little bit of Truma Gedoyla which he caused damage to the Kohen, he doesn't have to give it to him. Because the Torah said that the Levi needs to give a tithe from the tithe, but not that he has to give a truma from the tithe. Says the Mishnah, the Halacha, that if one ate from this miser that the Levi took while it was still in the stalks, and he gave the Kohen the separation of the miser, the tenth of the miser, and the little bit of the Truma Gedoyla, the little Truma Gedoyla, he did not give him, so then that grain, there is no prohibition, and that person is permitted to be counted to the Mezumah. Umayser Sheini Vehegdesh Nivdu. The halacha is that one who has Maiser Sheini, the called the second tithe, so he has a choice. Either he takes the fruit itself to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, or he has to change it, exchange the fruit in where he is for money, and then he takes the money and he brings it to Yerushalayim, and then he buys with the money that he brought to Yerushalayim the type of food which it says later on we learn in Masechta Maaseh Sheni. But when one exchanges it for money, so then you have to give an additional fifth beyond the value of the actual fruit. So then another case, another situation is if a person goes and says about an item that this should be hegdish, he consecrates it, he makes it holy to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift, and then he wants to take it back and he wants to pay money to redeem it, so then he has to also redeem it and give one fifth more. So the Mishnah is saying the halacha that when one ate Maaser Sheni or Hegdash in which he redeemed them and he already paid for the principal, but the additional fifth that he has to give, he did not give it yet. So then at that point, since he already paid the principal, the Maaser Sheni that he's eating, or which he's eating outside, not Yerushalayim, because he has money that he's going to bring to Yerushalayim, or the Hegdish that he has redeemed and he paid the principal, no longer have any prohibition, and then you can count them for the Mezuman. And also one who serves by the meal, if he ate the size of an olive, although he is not sitting on a place, but he is walking around to serve the people, nevertheless, we count him as part of the Mezuman. Then we have Vahakusi. Akusi is the people that they converted because they were afraid because of lions. They didn't do it out of love, but they were afraid of the lions. It's written in Melachim Beis Perik Yudzayim. So in the time of the Gemara, they were treated like Jews, and you are permitted to count them as part of the Mizunah. Avol ochal, but if one ate tevel, that is the grain which you had not separated truma and maaser, and even that the grain grew in a keli, in a vessel, in a pot, and the pot had no holes in it, so it's not connected directly to the ground. So that from the Torah's perspective, you don't have to give Truma and Maaser from them. But the Rabbanon instructed, said that you should give Truma Maaser also from that Otzitz Shein Anokuv, also from this pot, which is not whole. And if he did not give Truma and Maaser, and then the bread that he's using from that grain is prohibited, and you cannot count him as part of the mezuman to the person who eats that bread. And if the owner of the field had taken out already the grain from its husks, so the owner needed to give first 2 out of 100 to the Kohen, and then he was supposed to give a tenth from the 98 to the Levi. But the Levi came first before the Kohen, and he took a tenth from the hundred. So then, in this ten that the Levi took, he took a 50th portion of Truma, which belongs to the Kohen. And the Levi did not give this to the Kohen. So although the Truma's Meiser, although the tenth of the Meiser that he has to give to the Kohen, so although the Levi needs to give the Kohen, as mentioned before, but he gave him, so he gave him the Meiser, the Truma's Meiser, the tenth of the tenth, but the 50th portion he did not give him. So then the entire Meiser, the entire tithe that the Levi has is prohibited. And if he ate from that, then you cannot count him as part of the Mezuman. And if he eats Meiser Sheni, not in Yerushalayim, and also he eats Hegdash that he's consecrated, but he hasn't redeemed them, as the halacha is, or the servant who ate less than the size of an olive, so then you don't count him as part of the mezuman. But another person who is not a servant, doesn't serve at the meal, if he ate less than a kezayis, then we also don't count him to the mezuman. Because on less than the kezayis, you don't have to make a blessing. But since earlier in the Mishnah it says that the servant that ate a kezayis, that he ate a size of an olive, so now also he writes the that a shamash that ate less than a kezayis. V'ha'akum. So akum usually means a non-Jew, but here the Mishnah is dealing from a convert that circumcised himself, but he has not yet immersed himself. So he is still not considered to be a full convert, and he cannot be counted as part of the mezuman. The Bar Tanura. Shloishu sha'achlu, if three people eat together, ke'echot chayovim lezamen. Lezamen, to make a mezuman, says the Bar Tanura, lezamen yachad, to gather together, levorich, to make the blessing, b'lashoyin rabim, in a plural, nevorich she'achalnu mishaloy, let us bless from the one who we ate of his. What happens if he ate ochal demai? If he ate demai, demai says the Bar Tanura. What is demai? Peiros amei haoretz, the fruit of the ordinary people. Kruim demai, they're called demai. Kolaymer, the meaning of the word demai is domai. What is this? This fruit? What is it? Musarin heinoloi. Are they tithed or not? Because they are suspected on the tithing, that they're not going to do the tithing. Also, the chachamim prohibited to eat of their fruits until the person gives his own tithe. But if he ate and he did not tithe, then nevertheless, mevorach olav, you can make the bracha the mezuman on him. It's not considered a mitzvah that comes through an aveira. In other words, you're making the vorech on an aveira that you ate the demai, the rev ameha oretz ma'asim, because the majority of the ordinary people do give the tithes, and after the fact we assume that it was given. The next case is umayse rishen shenitla trumosi, and umayse rishen that the truma was taken. Shenitla trumosi. So you've taken the truma of the Meiser Rishon. So the Bar Tanura, Ba'afa Pishle Nitno Menu Truma Gedoyle. So you took its regular Truma, the tithe of the tithe, but you didn't take Truma Gedoyle. Keep going. For example, Ben Levi, a Levi, Shehigdim Es HaKoyen. He came before the Koyen, V'loka HaMeiser B'Shibolim. He took the tithe while the grain was still in the husks. Koyenim Shenot LaKoyen Truma Gedoyle. Prior to the Koyen taking the greater truma, meaning the first truma, as opposed to the truma smicer, called truma gedola. V'akoyin oile litn truma gedola tchila echad mechamishim. The Torah, the koyin should have taken one of 50 or two of 100, so one of 50. The Rachmona Kariye Reishis, because the Torah calls the Truma Reishis the first one. Nimtza, so then it turns out that Truma Gdoila Shel Koyen, that there is a little bit of the Truma Gdoila Shel Koyen between Hamai Sarazeh and this tithe. Echod Mechamishim, Mechamishim Sheboy, 1/50th of it, Levad Mitrumas Meiser, besides the Trumas Meiser, the separation Meiser Shala Levi Lafrish, that the Levi needs to separate. Truma Mimasorei, the separation of his Meiser, a tithe from his tithe, he also has a little bit of 50th of the Koyen. Vashmina Maslis in the Hocho, and the Mishnah over here teaches us the Potra Levi Lahafrish Mimenu Truma Gedoila, that the Levi is exempt from having to separate from that, from the entire tithe that he took, which includes a 50th of the Koyen, he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedoila. The Ksi, because it says in Mamid B'Yilches, V'harimoyse Mimenu, and you should raise from it, separate from it, from the Levi's portion, Truma Hashem, a separation of Hashem, Maiser Mina Maiser. So a tithe from the tithe. Maiser Mina Maiser Amartiloch, I told you to give a tenth of a tenth, but V'loy Truma Gedoila U Trumas Maiser Mina Maiser. But not to have to give also the Trumas Gedoila. Since he took, and the Trumas Maiser Mina Maiser, since he took it, while it was before the Shibalim, then there was never a chiyuv of Truma yet, and therefore that part of Truma that's in the, that 50 that's in the tithe that the Levi took, he doesn't have to give that away to the Kohen. What is also the din? Maiser Sheni V'Hekdesh Shenivdu, that the Maiser Sheni and the Hekdesh that were redeemed. Kegoin, for example, Shenosan es hakeren, he gave the principle. V'noy nosan es hachoymesh, and he did not give the extra fifth. Shabayli mesifim choymesh, because the owners need to add a fifth. V'komashmon on tane, and the tane teaches us the ena choymesh ma'akiv, that the choymesh does not prevent. So therefore, the minute that they paid, they exchanged the meiser, even though they didn't give the extra fifth, or the minute they redeemed the hegdash that they consecrated, even though they didn't ask the fifth, it's theirs already, and it's not an iser. That doesn't prevent them, and it's not an iser. And when they ate that food, and therefore they can mention them. Vashamash shochel kizayis, the servant that ate a kizayis, the mahu the tema, because you might think kiv on shashamash ain lekvius, since the servant doesn't have a permanence, he goes and comes, and is amim olov, you're not allowed to make a mezuman on him. Kamashman, when he comes to teach us, no. And in all these, he's teaching us. Why is he telling all these cases if it's permitted? The afal gav, the domul, even though it appears like an isur, ain't kam bracha b'aveira, this is not considered a bracha by with an aveira. V'hakusi. But what is the kusi? The status of kusi is like the bartanura, mean ha'ovdei kechovim. Those are from the Gentiles. The idol worship is shehevi melech Ashur mikuso, that the king of Ashur brought from Kuso mishara rotsis and the other lands. Vayoyishav oisod ba'ori shemrim, and he settled them in the cities of Shemrim. V'nizgairu, and they converted me'emes ha'aroyis from the fear of the lions shehoyu oichlim b'hem, that would eat in them. Kimefurish b'sefer from Elohim, as a explained in the Sefer Melachim, based in Perek Yuzayin. They would keep the written Torah, and all the mitzvahs that they had accepted, that they held on to, they were more careful than the Jews. Therefore, they would believe in them in some mitzvahs. Until they searched and investigated them, umotzulahem demus yoyna, they found that they had an image of a pigeon, bereish har grizim, on the top of Mount Grizim, shoyevdim oiso, they would worship it. Umos osum koevdik chom, from that time they made him koevdik chom gemurim, like totally idol worshippers, like goyim, for like gentiles, the whole divrein for all their alochas. Hilkocht, therefore, hoyidna ein mezamnin alakusi. Nowadays we do not make a mezuman on the kusi, but in the Mishnah we consider them Jewish in for some things, and they are qualified to make the mezuman in the Mishnah, but not nowadays. What happens if, however, ochal tevel, if he eats tevel, that is dogon, that's grain, sheli nitla mimenu truma umaisris, that the separation of truma to the kohen and the tithes that you have to give to the levi and to the mascheni, kori tevel, that's called tevel. Upirush, the meaning of the word tevel is tevel. Pirush tevel, the meaning of the word tevel is tav loy, no good. And the ain't tzarich loymar tevel de oiraisa. It goes without saying those things that are tevel from the Torah considers it tevel, elafilu tevel drabonon, even if it's a tevel which is only prohibited from the sages. Keep going. For example, dogon shetzomach beotzitz sheinenokuv, a grain that has been growing in a pot which does not have a hole, she'eni tevel, so it doesn't nurture directly from the land of Israel, so it's not mechuyev she'eni nokuv she'eni tevel midrabanan. That is not tevel only midrabanan, because the chiyuv of trumas of Isis on that type of growth is only midrabanan. Still, nevertheless, a mezamnin alav, you don't make a mezuman on him. U'maiserishin she'lenit lo trumosi, and the first tithe that you have not taken there, their truma. Zok de Martinuda, lav trumas meiser kamar. He's not talking about a meiser rishon that you haven't separate, because dai tevel gomeru, that is a regular tevel, that's a meiser rishon that you haven't given its meiser from it. It's normal meiser, the tithe that you've given the tithe, that would make it a regular tevel. Oh, elok going, but like for example, shehigdim levi es hakoyin bikri, that the levi came first to, before the kohen while it was still in the heap. La'achar shenismarech, after it was nismarech, meaning that the stalks were separated from the grains. V'ukva l'turuma min ha'teira, and then it was set up for truma from the teira. V'notel ma'aserishin tchila, and he went and he took the first tithe, the tithe that goes to the levi. He took that first. First he took that, ve'echod mechamishim sheboy, and one part of that 50 that he took as a tithe, he ru'uy l'truma gedoyla, that is fit to give to for truma gedoyla koyin. V'chol kamo sheloy nosem menu truma gedoyla, as long as he hasn't given from it the truma gedoyla zu, that 50th part. Av al pishiv rish trumas meiser, even though that he did separate the truma of the 10th that the levi normally gives from his portion, and mizamnin olav, you cannot still make a mezuman of it. V'im hoya magdima b'shibolim, but if he came before the koyin while it was still in the husks, koyin shenismarach, before it was separated the grains from the husk, then he would not need to separate the truma gedoyla k'dikas fin aliil, like we wrote before in the first case of the Mishnah when you could use him for the mezuman. Umaiser sheni v'hegdish shalim nivdu, and maiser sheni hegdish that haven't been redeemed. Zok de Bartanura ain't tzarich leimar. It goes without saying shalim nivdu klal, that when they weren't redeemed at all, you couldn't do a mezuman. But that would be obvious matter. Elo shenivdu v'loy nivdu kilchosu, but they were redeemed, but they weren't redeemed properly. Keep going. For example, Shepoda Maiser Sheni, that he redeemed the Maiser Sheni Begrutois Shel Kesef, with Grutois, silver Grutois, or with a coin that has no shape on it. Rahmona Omar, the Torah says in Dvarim Yudalet, Betzarto HaKesef, that it has to be a shaped Kesef, Bedover Shiesh Betzura, you have to exchange it something that has an image. The hegdish shecholol, and this is with regards to Maiser Sheni, and the hegdish shecholol al gabi karkan, if hegdish that you have rested it on property, v'levi kesef, in other words, you didn't redeem it by giving hegdish money, but you gave it property. But Rachmona Omar, and the Torah says with regards to redeeming it from hegdish, the nosan es hakesef, so that's not a proper redemption, and still the halacha is that you cannot be mezamen, that it's a mitzvah b'avera. V'ashamash sho'ochal pochus mikizayis, and the servant that ate less than a kizayis, says the batanura mishna she'en etzrichai, this is an unnecessary mishnah, because of eating less than a kizayis is obvious. But since there was a necessary to bring down most of the cases for the purpose of each chiddush, he also brought down this that he ate possible kizayis, because before he says that there has to be a kizayis, so it's obvious if you eat less than a kizayis is no good. And you do not make a mezumen on them. The Bar Tanuda, the Kichovim is Begeir Shemol. We're talking about a convert who's circumcised, but he hasn't immersed himself in the mikveh. Mighty, that's what we're dealing with. Ashmi Inon, the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The Chiddush is the Chol Kamad Litovel Akum. That as long as the non-Jew has not immersed himself in the mikveh, the Chol Litovel, as long as he didn't immerse himself, Akumu, he is still considered a non-Jew. Ulaylam in a ger, he can never become a convert, Achiyamul Vietvel, until he circumcises and he immerses himself. Mishnah base. Noshim, women, and avodim, and non-Jewish slaves, uktanim, avodim k'tanim, uktanim, and young children, minors, ein mezamnin aleim, you cannot make, count them for the mezumen. Bat kamo mezamnin, how much do you have to eat so that you can, that you need to make a, that you need to bench, ad kizayis, until a size of an olive. Rabbi Yehuda says ad kibetzo, that the size of an egg. Says the Bar Tanura, ketanim ein mizamnim aleihem, minors you do not count them in for the mezumen. Davki ketanim she'ein yedim lemi mevarchim, only specifically those minors that don't know who you're benching, who you're blessing. Avol koten, but if we're talking about a minor, hayyidei lemi mevarchim, that knows who you can, you're blessing to, mizamnin olav, then you could make a mezumen on it. Veikom merab v'sod amri, there are others, there are some of our teachers that say, the loy omru koten hayyidei lemi mevarchim mizamnin, that we don't say that a minor who knows to whom you bench, that you could use him for the zimun, ela b'ben, it's only talking about a 13-year-old and a day, who hasn't brought the 2 years, and is not really considered yet an adult, even though an age is an adult. But that is referred to a flying cotton, meaning he's not definitely a cotton because he doesn't have the siris. But if he's not even a 13 in a day, you still don't make a mezumen v'afilu, even if he knows to whom you bench. Yerushalmi ma'isi halacha l'ma'isa, and Yerushalmi brings down the halacha in practice. The aim is amnin alakotn klal, that we do not make a mezumen on a minor at all, achi yigdal, unless he is an adult, the yavish teisaitis, and he has developed maturely enough until he has the 2 hairs. The noshim is amnis la'atzmam, women make their own mezumen. Ba'avodim mezamnim la'atzmam, and slaves make their own mezumen. Avon noshim im avodim loy, but women with the slaves no, because mishum pritzusa, because of immodesty. How much kama mezamnim at kizayis, that to up to the kizayis v'chein halocha, the halocha is like the chachamim v'loy kereb Yehuda the amrat kibetz, not like Yehuda which says that you need the size of an egg. Mishnah Gimel, Keitz al mezamnin, how do you make the blessing with the mezumen? Bishloisha amar emer, when 3 eat together, the one who leads the benching says, Nevarech, let us bench. Bishloisha v'hu, if there is 3 without him, and him, he's the actual fourth, emer, then he should say, Baruchu, you shall bless, because without him, they are also able to bench with the mezumen. They don't have to say, us, let us. They can do it themselves because they're 3. Ba'asora eimer nevarich leilekeinu. If there is 10 that eat, so then they say, let us bless our God. So in this case, you're mentioning already not let us bless, but you say leikeinu, you're mentioning Hashem's name. Ba'asora v'hu, when there's 10 without him and he's the 11th, then Omer, if there's 10 without him, then he says Baruchu Leili Kenu. Bless to our God. So he's telling them they should bless because they can do ten without him. Achad Osorov Echad Echad Asorov Echad Asoriba. If there is 10 or there is 10,000 people, so they all bench the same way. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that from 10 and up, there's always the same. But Rabbi Yosef Lili Seimer, according to him, there's a difference. Rabbi Yosef Lili, by 10 you would say Nevarech Lelekeinu, but like Rabbi Akiva. But the Meya Eimer, if there is 100, then you say Nevarech Lashem Elikeinu. So you add the word Lashem Elikeinu. What instead of not just Elikeinu? B'mei Avihu. If there is 100 without him, Aimer, then he says Baruchu Lashem Elikeinu. You bench Lashem Elikeinu. Be'elef. If there is 1,000, Aimer, then you say Nevarech Lashem Elikeinu Elikei Yisrael. You add Elikei Yisrael. Be'elef Avihu. If there is 1,000 without him, Aimer, he says to them Baruchu, you bench. Be ribui, if there is 10,000, Omer, then you say Nevarich LaHashem Elikeinu Elikei Yisrael Elikei Hatzvokis Yoshev Akruvim. So you add the Elikei Hatzvokis Yakruvim. Be ribui v'hu, if there is 10,000 without him, Omer, then he says Baruchu, Baruchu Ki'im Yeshu Mevarich, in the same way that he mentions with the mezumen, kach oinim achrov. That's the same way, just like you say, that's the response that they say, response to him. Baruch Hashem Elikeinu Elikei Yisrael Elikei Hatzvokis Yeshev Akruvim Al Hamozen Shelochalnu. That would be the response for 10,000. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Lifi Reiv HaKol Heim Mevorchim. According to the amount of the people, so we bench. Just like we had just said, this is Rabbi Yosef Glili, because he says, Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, it says Makhelis, that after the gathering it says, Baruchu Elikim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, that you should praise God. So Rabbi Akiva said, Ma motzinu, just as we find the beis haknesses, echad merum vechad ma'ayotim aimer baruchu es Hashem, in shul it's equal. Whether there's many or there's few, you all say baruchu. Likewise, by the mention also needs to be the same. Whether there's many or there's few, you have to say with the same language. Rabbi Shmuel says, you should say baruchu es Hashem hamverich. Blessed is Hashem, the one who is blessed. So the Bar Tanura, it says that Begimel, you say Nevarech Elikeinu, but Begimel Vehu, Beshloisha Vehu, is three in him. Aimer Baruch, he says, you should bless. Double Avdi Dei Ikazimu, because without him there is a Mezuman. Chen Kulam, that's why all of them, it changes around. Once there is one more than the necessary, he can say, Baruch, he says to them, you should bless. Achad Osir, Vachad Osir, Ribui. So the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, whether it's 10 or it's 10,000, you still say the same thing. Hach Reisha, this first sentence, Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, who says later on, Ma Motzin B'Beis HaKnesses, what do we find in the synagogue, in the shul? Mishigil La'asona, once you reach 10, and Chilik Me'rabim L'Ma'otim, there is no difference between many and few. Hachinam and Chilik, we don't change what we say. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees. So when it says "B'meya Eimer Nevarich LaShem Elikeinu," that when there is 100, you say "Let us bless Hashem Elikeinu." So the Bar Tanura Hach Sefer Kulo Rabbi Yosef Glili. This second part of this opinion is all according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Amar he says Lifi Roiv HaKol Heim Nevarchim, that you go by the how many of the congregation is. Shenemar, he said, b'makhelis baruch elikim, that by the grouping you bless Hashem. So you go according to the makhelis, according to the grouping. Upsak halacha, what is the ruling in halacha? Mishloi shabad asorah, from 3 till 10. Ve'ein asorah b'chlal, and not including 10, but just 10. Havarich Haimer, the one who leads the blessing, says, Nevarich, let us bless, Shachalnu Mishaloi. Bekulam Ainim, and everybody answers, Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi Yuftuvichinu. Va'asora, but if there is 10, so it means from 3 to 10, meaning there's less than 10, not 10, there's only 9. Maximum of 9, they would say Nevarich Shachal Mishaloi. Va'asora, but if there is 10, Oim Asora Lamailo, or from 10 and above, HaMevarich Eimer, the one who blesses, says Nevarich Lelekeinu Shachal Mishaloi, and we let's bless Lekeinu that we ate from his, V'kulam Einim, and everybody answers, Baruch Lekeinu Shachal Mishaloi, Uvtulei Chayinu. So we don't really do fully like Rabbi Akiva, because we don't say the Baruchu, we just say ourselves, but still, in the general, we don't go up from 10 and 1 and higher to change the blessing. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Baruchu es Hashem HaMevarech. Because Rabbi Shmuel was only commenting on the word that Rabbi Akiva said. He said that in the shul you say Baruch es Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel just added that we say Baruch es Hashem HaMevarech. And the Batanura says, "Valochik Rabbi Yishmael." The loch is like Rabbi Yishmael. We don't just say Baruch Hashem, but we say Baruch Hu as Hashem Hamverach. Mishne Dalet. Shloisha Shachlu Keechod. When three people are eating together, Einon Rishoyim Lachalik. They're not permitted to separate because they have to bench with a mezuman. And if they separate, then there's not going to be a mezuman. Chein Arba V'Chein Chamisha. Same thing is if there's four or five, they're not permitted to separate. However, Shisha Nechalokim. But six people are permitted to separate on two parts. Each part has three, because then each group will have a mezuman. Ad asora up till 10. But vasora ain't nechlokim, but 10 are not permitted to separate themselves, because 10 need to say nevarach alikenu. And if they're going to separate, there's not going to be able, we're not going to be able to bench with Hashem's name. Achi you ask them until there is 20. But if there is 20, then you're permitted to, again, separate. Unto two part, each one will have 10. Because then every portion, the two portions, each one can say Hashem's name. Says the Bartanura that if they ate together, they're not permitted to separate. Since upon them, the rest had already the obligation of the Zima because they ate Keachad Lechatchila. V'chein arba v'chein chamisha. Likewise, it's 4 and 5. So the 3, ein hashloishim zamin la'atzman. They are not to make a mezuman for themselves. By yochid yichalik mehem, the individual should separate themselves from them. The unami akva b'chay v'zimun, because he also settled in the obligation to do the mezuman. But on the other hand, if you have shisha, the mishnah said nachlokim, then you could separate. Kidei zimun lekan, kidei zimun lekan, because we have sufficient for a mezuman for here, sufficient to hear, ad asara up till 10. Avol yud, but if we have 10, ein nechlokim, we cannot separate. The ischai v'lu b'zimun sheyesh b'askoras Hashem. Because 10 have already been obligated in a zimun that has Hashem's name, elekeinu. Achi yu'asim until there is 20. V'oz yachloiku chal d'shtei chaburisim yirtzu. Then they can separate to two groups if that's what they wish to do. Mishnah hey. Two groups that were eating in one room, so or in one house. So the halacha is bismachim miktosim reyun elu as elu hare elu mitstarfim lezimun. So that if some of one group can see with some of the other group, then they can be counted as one mezuman. Vim lav, and if they cannot see each other, elu mezamnu l'atzman ve'elu mezamnu l'atzman. So these make their blessing separately, and these make separately. If there is amongst them a servant which serves both groups, so they are also considered as both groups as one group for the purpose of a mezuman. You do not make the blessing over wine, the Beir Pri Hagofen, until you pour in it, you dilute it with water. Because in the olden time, the water was very strong, and without water, you couldn't drink it. Divrei Rabbi Lezer, this is the words of Rabbi Lezer. And the Chachamim say that you can make a bracha Beir Pri Hagofen even mevarchim, that you do make a bracha even though you didn't dilute it. Says the Bar Tanura that the two groups that were eating together in one house, as long as they see each other, then you can make the zuman together. But the imlav, says the Mishnah, if not, heilum zamnin atzma, this group makes mezuman by themselves, and the other one makes a mezuman by themselves. Ubizman sheshamish echod mishtam mishamish l'shtei achaburis. But if in the time that you have one serving both groups, afal pishen reinei l'seili, even though these don't see the others, hashamish mitzarfum, the shamish combines them. Then the Mishnah says that emevorchin ala yayin, you don't make on the wine. Says Bar Tanura, you don't make the berry priagofen until you will pour water into it. The fish yainam chazuk meoid, for their wine was very powerful. It wasn't fit for drinking without water. Hilkach, therefore, akati lo ishtanu limal yusa, it does not change yet to its advantage, to its greatness, the special bracha. But lo yizozmi b'chosei ha'arishayna, and it did not move from its original first bracha. Mevarchim alav beri pri ha'etz kanovim, then you would make on it a beri praise like grapes. But ve'ein halacha k'rabbi Elazar, halacha not like Rabbi Elazar, but even without diluting, you would still make a bracha beri pri ha'gofen.